You're with The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. Advances in medical technology have made war less deadly, but combat is no less dangerous. Many wounded soldiers now survive what were previously mortal injuries. They're alive, but how are they coping with those changed lives? In 2011, Tacoma resident Edward Leitchik lost his left leg at the hip while serving in Afghanistan. The doctors told him he'd never walk without assistance, but he did. Leitchik has run 4 marathons and counting. It's an enormous achievement in just 3 years. Edward Leitchik can still vividly recall the day he lost his leg.
So on my 21st birthday, I wasn't in my main job vehicle, so I was put in the last vehicle of the convoy. Now, sitting there, I was in a gunner's hatch. I was facing the rear view for 6 o'clock, and we were heading back from our mission, back to our little Cobb. And, sort of in the afternoon, I recall this rifle struck my vehicle, made a huge hole in it and sort of blew off my left leg and a little bit of my right leg. And, everyone was coughing. We were all trying to communicate with each other. And, I was just trying to get some air. It was as if I was paralyzed up there in the gunner's hatch. My medic, Doc Paget, that was sitting right there near me, he's, put tourniquets on my legs with a messed up hand, saved my life. They, took fire at the same time. They pulled me out of that gunner's hatch, but it was, I couldn't feel my body. I couldn't move. I knew something was wrong with my legs, but I didn't realize how bad it was.
Huh. You would have died if he hadn't been there.
I would have died. There was, a few inches of blood on the ground after when they pulled me out.
When did you realize that you had lost your leg?
It was a few weeks. A week of traveling and then a few weeks of, just surgery and surgery. I didn't realize how bad it was because I was heavily under a lot of medication.
When you finally realized, I don't have this leg, what was your reaction?
No, I was really shut down. I was so sheltered. I pushed everyone out of my life. I thought, everyone was against me. And really, really, I thought I lost everything. I loved running. I was really into running. I ran a lot in the military. And it was as if everything was taken away from me. How am I ever going to feed myself? I can't even walk. Am I ever going to run again?
So that's an initial reaction. People can't see you. Edward has a big smile on his face as he's telling me this story. So I'm imagining that there are a lot of vets who've had different body parts amputated, some more than you even.
Yeah.
Maybe not everybody deals with it in the way that you're telling me. Mm-hmm. So how did you get from that point of being totally shut down to you sitting here calmly telling me your story?
A lot of it was, I guess, finding a purpose for my life and sort of, having a vision and having goals. When I was, laying on the hospital bed and just, 115 pounds going from 180, losing half my body and half my body weight. And, I was laying there on the hospital bed. I think as one of my lowest points, I envisioned myself running. And so I was running, and I was wearing a black hooded sweatshirt, and it was very, very foggy. And so in that vision, I saw this determination, and I saw this focus, and I really wanted that. I wanted that mental clarity, and I wanted to run again.
How many weeks did it take you from that point of laying there with the realization, or at least the impression that your life was kind of over, to the point where you had that visualization with yourself in the black hood running in the fog?
I think it was a few weeks. I mean, throughout my journey, I did have a lot of, struggling with my sleep, throughout the years. But it all died down when I made this stronger, when I made this a priority, when I stopped feeling sorry for myself, when I stopped putting myself as a victim, instead of putting myself as a victor.
Does the VA have the sort of emotional health care services that would help other amputees or other injured vets to get to that visualization place?
Well, they do. They do. I mean, I saw, psychologists, all these, physical therapists and all these different people. But a lot of it has to come from within. It's something that you have to want for yourself. You have to have this, this desire to do something with your life, or it's finding a purpose, something to believe in, something to do, even something bigger than yourself. People, even other vets, when they join the military, they want to serve the country and mm-hmm. this. They just want to be a part of something bigger than themselves, can contribute and, do it for their family. But in that injury, it's even harder to go to a place like that.
Edward Leitchek is a former Army combat engineer, and since losing his leg in Afghanistan, he has run marathons. Edward's wearing a pair of shorts, and he's got one leg with a scar and one incredibly high-tech leg, your left leg. You worked with a prosthetic designer, right,
mm-hmm.
to design this leg. So explain why what you have is different than like what somebody might buy off the shelf.
I'm amputated at the hip level. And so if you see any other amputees, they might be, you know, at the thigh or at the knee. But, you know, I have wear a socket, a brace around my waist with a belt attachment and a hip piece, a hydraulic hip piece, you know, that has sort of foam cover. And a microprocessor knee as a person who would have a knee. So I have those three main joints as a regular person who had main joints. And I trigger it into motion by, you know, putting half my weight on my toe. And, you know, I use my core to propel it forward and move it forward.
What's it like the first time you put on a leg, let's just say this leg, and try to move with it?
It was, you know, it's like taking your first steps again for the second time in your life.
But when you first put it on, did it work right?
It was, a lot of it was having my body get used to it, my skin, just building up that strength, you know, laying down for 2 months and going from here. You know, I had to build up muscle. I had to go to the gym and train and go through, you know, different programs and build up my strength and flexibility.
When did you start running again?
I started running a year after my sort of walking. So I built up my strength and I built up my skin a year once I walked for about a year, and then I started running.
In this prosthetic or a different leg?
There's a different prosthetic leg. It's like I have the carbon fiber socket around my waist. I'll use a shoulder strap as well. And it's like it doesn't bend at the hip or at the knee. It's just a straight, thin pylon down with like a cheetah blade run. So it's something that I hop on, and it gives me that energy back.
So how far did you run the first time you actually started running?
First time I was in a harness and it was a few hundred yards. It was sort of like a disaster, but it was, I mean, we spent hours and days and long evenings just trying different parts and putting this together. You know, there was nowhere to go by the books for this. I sort of became, you know, the first hip amputee to run. So we just started putting different parts. It was all trial and error through hundreds of adjustments.
And so was this a more unusual challenge for them to make something that would let you...
Yeah, it was. I had to ask about six times before they knew I was serious about it.
What did you tell them? What did you say? Make me something that I can run a marathon in?
Oh, no, that I want to run, and I really want to run. You know, there's people that do get prosthetics, and, you know, they just leave them laying around. They'll run a few miles here and there once in a while, but you know, I wanted to run big. I wanted to run long, and... I had to show them that this is serious business.
Doesn't it hurt?
It's sort of like a marathon, you know, even it's like running a marathon, you know, you start, you get excited, and you're also excited to finish, but it's finding, you know, those tough times during those tough challenges, you know, at the 18-mile mark where you
can't even imagine doing that with two biological legs.
But it's pulling through. You know, sometimes I do get challenges, but I have to find out, you know, remember why I started in the first place.
You ran the Boston Marathon this year. Did you finish?
Yeah.
How long did it take?
It was about 4 hours and 44 minutes.
That's pretty fast. I mean,
bad.
You're faster than a lot of people. Yes.
My most recent one was the Seattle Rock and Roll Marathon, and that was 4 hours and 7 minutes.
You're 23 now. You've got your whole life in front of you. What are your plans for the future?
Well, I plan to run a lot more marathons. But, I mean, I want to get out there. I want to get involved. You know, I've been involved with a few different organizations, you know, Team Red, White, and Blue, a veteran organization, Operation Enduring Warrior. And I guess I want to share my story and share my message. I want to show people what's possible. I really want to empower people's lives. I want to show them that they're capable of a lot more than they know they are. You know, hopefully they can, you know, reside with my story, with my challenges, and, you know, overcoming that, you know, showing that they can overcome similar challenges in their lives as well.
Are you ever sad?
Well, we all have our bad days, but it's, you know, by having sort of a purpose, you know, having a driving force in your life, knowing what you want to do, you know, that keeps me in check. And so have a lot of happy days, you can say.
I can see that. Edward, thank you so much for coming by.
Marcy, thank you. Thank you so much.
That's Tacoma resident and former Army combat engineer Edward Leitchik. He lost his leg at the hip in Afghanistan. Doctor said he'd never walk again. Leitchik proved those naysayers wrong. Just by the way, that leg weighs 15 pounds, and Edward made me hold it. And you can see a picture of that at our website, kuow.org.